4 o'clock meeting. Can we come down? We're getting started. Hello, today is Tuesday, March 7th, 2024. It is actually 4:07. We are in the city chambers and I call the city commission regular meeting to order. Roll call present. We have Commissioner McDowell, Commissioner Langdon, myself, Mayor White, Vice Mayor Stokes, and Commissioner Emmerich is not here as yet, but we do have a quorum. Also present are City Manager Fletcher, City Attorney Slayton, City Clerk Faust, Police Chief Vic Garrison. Is he still in the room? No? Who do we have? Police. There.
I'm not Chief Garrison.
Okay. And fire, do we have anybody here from fire? Who's back there? I can't say.
It's like hurling. Oh, is it Titus? Oh, he is.
Oh, Chief Titus. Okay. All
that
right. Sorry.
So distorted.
Okay. Pledge of Allegiance. Commissioner Langdon, would you lead us in that?
Oh, Pledge of Allegiance. I'd be happy to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and I'm sorry I caught you off guard there.
I'm good on my feet.
Yeah, I know. All right, I'm looking for approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All right, we have a motion to approve the agenda made by Commissioner McDowell and seconded by Commissioner Langdon. There's nothing else. Let's vote.
My screen is weird.
And that passes 4-2-0. Public comment.
Richard Patrick.
Good afternoon, Mayor and members of the commission. My name is Richard Patrick, and I live in Northwest Charlotte County. I'm here this afternoon to introduce you to myself and to LULAC. LULAC is an acronym for the League of United Latin American Citizens, which is an advocacy group that advocates on behalf of Latinos and Hispanics of all races. LULAC has been around since 1929 and has advocated on behalf of Hispanics and Latinos in all areas of voting rights, civil rights, economic empowerment. Our council, which is 7276, was recently started here, and we're the only one in within this area. So we are serving not only Charlotte County, but Lee County, Sarasota, and all the surrounding areas. And I wanted to make my appearance here just to let you know that LULAC can be a partner in areas of education and all of the other areas that in which LULAC advocates on behalf of Hispanics. So with that, I look forward to working with any city officials in those areas. I see that Northport High School has a significant number of Hispanic and Latino students, and it's one of the purposes of LULAC to advocate on behalf of Latinos and Hispanics wherever they are. And we find ourselves in this area, and I'm happy to be here to talk to you and to let you know that I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, moving on to, I think there's no online public comment, is it? Okay. Moving on to item 3, welcome new employees. City Manager, this is your item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Our Human Services Director, Ms. Christine McDade, is coming down to introduce the newest employees.
Good afternoon. For the record, Christine McDade, Human Resources Director. It's my honor to be here today to introduce some of our newest team members. When I call your name, if you'll please stand. From the City Manager Communications, we have Jane Akins, Community Engagement Coordinator. From Development Services, we have William Rounds, a Planner 3. From the fire department, we have Jesse Bogdanov, firefighter EMT. We also have Peyton Foreman, firefighter ENT. Connor Howard, firefighter EMT. We have John Larimer Gakani, firefighter EMT. James Morgan, firefighter EMT. And finally, it's Zachary Zimke, firefighter EMT. So from Parks, we have Yanis Rodriguez. She's a recreation program coordinator. We welcome. From the police department, we have Heather Cooley, public safety telecommunicator. We have Rudy Manriquez, police officer. And Andrew Malaka, network technician. From Public Works, Trevor Douglas, a welder fabricator. Corey McLingo, equipment operator 2. Christopher Kusek, solid waste equipment operator. Joseph Richardson, solid waste equipment operator. Welcome. From utilities, we have Beth Apice, customer care rep. Joseph Stanzili, I believe, customer care rep. I apologize. And last but not least, we also have Melissa McConnell, project manager. So on behalf of the city, I officially welcome all of you and wish you the best luck in your new positions. Thank you.
All right. All right, thank you. And I want to note that Commissioner Emmerich has joined us on the dais. Moving on to proclamations and recognitions, we have a proclamation. And so I'm gonna ask the commissioners to take a walk down.
Sorry, we had a stuck the party.
Oh, that's good. I got stuck talking the bill down there. Did go well? No.
Okay.
I don't know. He had a couple questions.
We have anybody here from our finance department?
There they are.
Come on down here. Come
on down and bring some checks.
All right. Whereas the Florida Government Finance Officers Association, the FGFOA, is a professional association founded in 1937 and serves more than 3,300 professionals from state, county, city governments, school districts, colleges, and universities, special districts, and private firms. And whereas the FGFOA is dedicated to being your professional resource by providing opportunities to education, networking, leadership, and information. And whereas this Government Finance Professionals Week, sponsored by the FGFOA and all of its member governmental organizations, is a week-long series of activities aimed at recognizing government finance professionals and the vital services they provide to our state and our community. And whereas during this week, government finance professionals throughout the state of Florida will be acknowledged for their hard work, dedication, and leadership. Now, therefore, we, the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, do hereby proclaim March 18th through March 22nd, 2024, as Government Finance Professionals Week.
I just want to say we're so fortunate to have this talented team in our finance department. So thank you so much for honoring them, and thank you for what you do every day for Northport. Yeah.
I would not have said that. The two-headed fiddle.
Great, thank you. You are a live wire. You can maybe.
If I have to pledge allegiance.
Congress.
If I have to pledge allegiance, one more time.
Give it to the...
Well, we just suspended this meeting.
Good.
We shouldn't have to do that.
I thought we lost the mayor. Now, God, I would have put the pressure. I would have put the pressure on me.
Sorry, guys.
Okay, public comment. We may have a public comment.
Good. Cool. Then we can adjourn.
Oh, the next meeting. Okay.
No, we need to take public comment now before we adjourn this regular meeting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll wait.
If she wants to turn her card in and finish it up after her comment.
If there's no public comment for the special or for the regular meeting, then we can go back into the special meeting and.
Oh, she was just filling up the card as we were walking up. Okay, you have 3 minutes. You'll see the clock.
I can do it in less.
Okay.
Yesterday, I was driving on Sumter heading toward Price. And just as I was getting close, someone came from across the street coming out of Publix, making a left turn, not paying attention, and nearly killed me. I had to veer all the way over nearly onto the grass to get around him. It was an older gentleman driving a red vehicle. But this happened to me previously, just a few weeks ago. And about a month and a half ago, coming out of the car wash right across from there, I witnessed another accident. Someone in a big truck came out of that same place, making a left onto Sumter, and hit an SUV with two ladies inside. And I was very quick to go over and help them. And the one lady was very, very hurt, waiting for an EMT. So I hope that something can be done about it. I hope I don't have to stand in the middle there with the sign that says, please don't make a left turn here. I'm going to kill somebody. That's why I'm here.
Okay.
It was probably a minute and a half.
Okay. That's pretty good. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
It's terribly dangerous.
Thank you, ma'am.
You want a picture? I have pictures.
That's okay. We believe you.
Thank you.
Thank you for making your comment. Okay. So that was it. And if